For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Aircraft manufacturing has a long history in the Ohio Valley region, stretching back to the Wright Brothers' first shop. Aerospace products are now among the region's top dollar exports, ranking number one overall in Kentucky. Becca Schimmel visited one aerospace facility in Somerset to learn how the industry has developed and where it might be heading.
From the outside, Summit Aviation in Somerset, Kentucky, looks like any other nondescript white warehouse. But inside, parts for drones, weapons casings, and any number of other projects are underway. This wing stabilizer part will go to famed helicopter maker Sikorsky. Scott Rausch is the director of manufacturing at Summit. He says there are a couple of reasons for locating in a rural part of Kentucky. One is that it's in Congressman Hal Rogers' district.
We're here, and there are a number of other defense contractors here because of the congressman.
Summit is one of many small manufacturers making up the growing aerospace industry in the Ohio Valley. Highly specialized companies are landing here for the proximity to important raw materials and the promise of some political sway. Congressman Rogers, who represents Eastern Kentucky's 5th District, serves on powerful defense and spending committees, and Rausch says that's helped Summit get its foot in the door. He says the congressman approached Sikorsky 10 years ago and asked the company to put work in Somerset.
So when we go and say, hey, we're Summit Aviation with 50 employees, and you're going in to meet with a $1 billion corporation, they may not take you seriously unless you have that extra push to say, hey, at least let these people in and let them show you what they can do.
Another one of the region's strong selling points is Century Aluminum in Hawesville, Kentucky. Century is 166 miles northwest of Somerset and is home to the country's last smelter producing high-purity aluminum, which is used for most aerospace products.
So it makes sense for the smelting operation to be reasonably close to one of their major customers.
That's Dan Storr, communications director for the Aerospace Industries Association. He says once a part is made, the same company will also provide most maintenance, generating more revenue for the manufacturer.
It's cheaper and easier for a major company to buy those finished products as opposed to finishing them themselves. And so from an economic standpoint, these small shops provide an invaluable service.
Storr says this industry also provides a lot of high-skill, quality jobs, about 2.4 million nationwide. But the region's dependence on smaller companies could also have some downsides. Mike Shields is a workforce researcher at Policy Matters Ohio, a nonprofit labor-leaning research institute. He says he's skeptical about the quality of those jobs.
People who are in the same type of job are oftentimes not earning as high of wages and are not experiencing the same job quality in some of these smaller firms than they do in a comparable role in a well-recognized firm.
Shield says traditionally manufacturing jobs are stable, high-paying jobs, but that isn't necessarily a given anymore. He's concerned smaller manufacturers won't be distinguishable. He explains it's important for a company's products to be unique if they want to stand out in the supply network. On the manufacturing floor of Summit Aviation, workers check off on each step of their work on the various projects going on. These days, there's another element in the industry's political picture, a new president who wants to beef up defense spending and domestic aluminum production.
The perception is that a Republican-led government will lead to more defense spending. But I don't think we've seen the effect of that yet.
Rausch says it's too early to tell if his industry will hit new heights, but talk of increased spending, proximity to material, and being in Congressman Rogers' district doesn't hurt. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.